We're a faith-based nonprofit organization. Most of the work that we're doing in the Horn of Africa has to do with, at least currently, is some taking in assessment teams from many different organizations. They range anywhere from mission agencies with the Lutheran Church or with the Baptist, all the way down to the Médecins Sans Frontières teams that need to go in and are doing assessments right now in the Horn on the eastern side of Kenya. And then we have over 150 partners that we work with in southern Sudan as well. We have a base in Juba. And so in that whole eastern quadrant of the Horn, we're quite busy at this time.
Have your pilots been able to fly into Somalia itself? Because we hear about this Al-Shabaab and security in the region.
Not quite yet. We've been asked to by a number of organizations, but those organizations have not been able to guarantee the security for their own people as well as for us to come in. The requests are starting to flow, but there's still a reluctance, and especially with Al-Shabaab making their statement just this week that they're not so keen on opening up just now, but there's still a marked desire to move into that region. MAF Kenya has been into Somalia numbers of times in the past. It's been a region that we've supported quite extensively with some partners like World Vision and MedAir. And so we anticipate that as soon as that opens up, there'll be more opportunities to move into Somalia.
Suppose to save the children of Oxfam or any of these relief agencies ask for your service. Do they pay you for flying their relief materials?
Yes, sir. We offer a subsidized rate because MAF is supported, and the fact that our pilots and our international staff come supported into the organization, we're able to pass on a reduced rate because of that partnership and that donor-driven aviation, if you will. And so we're able to offer a reduced rate to NGOs for the cost recovery, and then we bring to it quite an extensive safety record, and especially in this region.
So in other words, is this purely humanitarian?
Yeah, actually, we're limited in Kenya with our air service license to only transport one of four categories. One is the church, one is missionaries, one is humanitarian and relief, and the other one is medical evacuations. We're restricted in that sense. We cannot do commercial flying. And so those are the four categories that MAF, Mission Aviation Fellowship, operate under in this region.